Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're streaming all the time and reformatted our show for the new reality of the economy. And we are putting up more stories than ever before and showing how entrepreneurs are still in business, still employing people, still paying their taxes, and still showing that there is a new way to adapt to this economy. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're going to be speaking next with Scott Krentzman, President, CMIT, Solutions, Newton, Waltham, and Boston. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here.
Well, quite a mouthful. Tell us about CMIT Solutions.
Well, we're an IT service provider helping small to medium-sized businesses across the metro Boston area. We help people manage their IT networks from managing and monitoring their computers to make sure everything is up to date, that antivirus is working, to having a business continuity plan, which COVID-19 has taught everybody either from knowledge before or baptism by fire to have business continuity plans in place. Further, we also, of course, help everybody with cybersecurity because the bad guys are out there in good days and in bad days. In fact, they've raised their game even higher now with everybody working from home. So we have our hands full to keep ahead.
Well, how long have you been in business?
We've been in business for over a year now, and the company CMIT overall has been around for 20 plus years. We're a franchise system, and we've been helping people for 20 years all across the country.
Interesting. Is it your operating system, or are you part of a network that you just sort of work into?
So that's the benefit of a franchise system in the IT space. So we're able to bring enterprise class solutions down to the small and medium business entrepreneur, where they get the buying value of these big systems, but at a price that they can afford because we've been able to get volume buying power. So it's the best of both worlds. You got a local person such as me and my team here in the Boston metro area to be able to be on site, but you get these enterprise class solutions. So it's the best of both worlds.
So Scott, how did you get into business? I mean, what's your progress through your career? Were you always an entrepreneur?
You know, it's funny. My background started in engineering. I knew from a very early age I liked the technical aspects of things, and that was good for a while. And at the same time, my father was an entrepreneur. He was a small business consultant, in fact. And so I always watched him work with these terrific small businesses and help them grow. And that's what turned me on to go into business school eventually. And that's when I turned the corner out of technology and into the business side. And this has been a perfect marriage of the business and the technical. I love helping people and I love the technology. And so this has enabled me to bring the best of technology to help these businesses grow and take the worry of IT out of their mind. It lets them focus on growing their business. And that's the value that we bring to the table.
So I would assume you've been communicating with clients more now than ever before. What are the five biggest things you think you need to talk to entrepreneurs that they're not doing right now that they should be doing to protect themselves?
Well, you know, as I started with, you know, having a business continuity plan was the starting point. If you didn't have that, well, you learned it in the fireplace. And so what we've been doing is helping people go working from home, which has a whole ripple effect. There's a number of things that you have to do that effectively. From making sure the local computer is secure that they've got at the house, to making sure that they've got a firewall, to making sure that it's managed and monitored safely, to making sure that the applications that they use, for example, Zoom, that they've got it configured properly so you don't get Zoom bombed that's been going on, as well as how to deal with all the increase in phishing activities, which COVID-19 has brought on, and having those kinds of protections in place. And the training associated with managing phishing expeditions that are going on. So it's all of those things combined. And the customers have needed a lot of help getting there. We get calls all the time to help them manage where they've had problems.
It sounds like you're dealing with a lot of protection from cybercrime.
Absolutely. You know, it's a multi-layered defense. And the more you have, the more secure you are. Nothing is 100%.
You're like the Israeli Iron Dome.
Well, you have to have multiple layers. It starts, you know, at the outside. You got to have a firewall to gate people coming in, but that doesn't stop everybody from getting in because you get a phishing email that looks legitimate. You click on it wrong, well, you've got a problem. But you can have defenses that help protect you against clicking on an erroneous or an intentional phishing mail, but it'll prevent you from going to that malicious website, which will then save your computer from being held for ransom. Or worse, what tends to happen is these hackers get into your system and they stick around for a long period of time. In fact, the statistics say they're in your networks for over 180 days, whether you're at home or whether you're in the office. What does that mean? They're looking for the time when the most valuable kinds of activity is going on, and that's when they spring into action. But if you don't have those defenses in place to be able to track this, then you're just exposed. Otherwise, what we do, we bring our whole tool set to bear, and if you deploy it, well, we'll know as soon as it's happening so that it prevents the damage from happening. It doesn't stop people necessarily from getting in, but it alerts us when it does, and then the remediation is a lot faster and a lot less expensive.
It sounds like you're sort of waiting for the bad guy that's hiding under the rock to jump.
Well, you know, the bad guys are coming at you, like it or not. So it's up to you, the business owner, to do what you can within your budget to protect your assets. And we help them do that, as I say, with the multiple layers of defense.
How many people are in the WE? See ya.
We have over 700 technicians across the country, both on-site work. We have several hundred as well in our network operations center and our security operations center. So we've got lots of people around, yet we still maintain that local feel, and we're able to have personal relationships one-to-one with the entrepreneur owner or the general manager of slightly larger enterprise. And we're able to customize our solutions to what your needs are and what works best in your environment.
Okay. We've been speaking with Scott Krentzman, President, CMIT Solutions in Newton, Waltham, and Boston. Scott, if someone was looking for you and CMIT Solutions, how would they find you?
Well, they can find us a number of ways. First is on the web. It's www.cmitsolutions.com/BNW for Boston, Newton, Waltham. Also reach me the traditional way by phone, 617-221-4100, or you can send an email to skrentzman, K-R-E-N-T-Z-M-A-N, at cmitsolutions.com.
In the remainder of 2021, having 2020 vision, as you learn about these new and unique viruses, will you come back on and tell us about them?
I'd love to do so. It's an ever-changing environment. As good as we are, the hackers keep pushing us to be on the cutting edge.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And clearly, a solution like yours is very important in this economy. I'm seeing more viruses than ever before, but I am not the eager clicker I once was a long time ago. So.
Help keep you safe. So good luck with that, Jim.
Hope so. I want to wish you well and remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs.